Building a strong team in business is one of the toughest things that I think a business owner ever has to do, but it's so important. I mean, when I say so important, that doesn't even begin to do justice to those words. It's absolutely crucial to be able to grow and scale and have a successful business. Now, recruitment has always been the bane of my life. You know, I've been doing this for 20 plus years, and I think, you know, like most of my things, I've learned the hard way, and I'm still learning every day today. I think recruiting and retaining individual members of staff is difficult enough. To recruit and retain a team, like, it's just one of the toughest things you're ever going to do. When it comes to recruiting staff, and this is important individually, but it's even more important when you're trying to put them together as a team, I think it's absolutely essential that you recruit for attitude and for cultural fit. Everybody needs to be able to work together. Everybody needs to be able to fit together. And if you want a team to perform well, the people have to bounce off each other. The people have to get each other. They have to respect each other. And, you know, sometimes a member of staff may be actually great at doing the job, but if they don't fit in with the other people, and there's no right or wrong answer for that. Sometimes people just don't fit. You know, if they don't fit with the other people, the team's never going to be able to perform at its best. And ultimately, you're going to get politics and problems, and everything's just going to fall to pieces. So attitude and cultural fit, I think, are absolutely essential. It kind of goes without saying that people have got to be able to do the job, but I think finding people that can do the job is probably the easy bit, and a lot of the bits of the job that they may not be able to do, they can probably be taught by you when they actually come to work. Now, talking about teaching and training, I think for me, this is something I've really only started to understand over the last few months. And I look back and I think, wow, I wish someone had told me this 20 years ago, because I would have had such better businesses, such better staff, and such better teams. But the one thing I've always missed is onboarding employees properly and training them. Not just initial training, but ongoing training. I mean, I'm very, very guilty of just hiring people, dropping them in the desk, saying, hey, this is what we need you to do, and just leaving them to get on with it. And then I kind of wake up 3 months later and find they haven't been doing things right, or they haven't been doing things how I want them to do it. And then I get pissed off, and then I fire them. That's no good for anybody. It's terrible for me, because it's obviously expensive to hire people. It's expensive to fire people and then replace them. And it's also not fair to the employees either, because probably more often than not, these people don't deserve to be fired. They just haven't been onboarded and looked after properly by me. So having a proper onboarding program, integrating people, not just with the business, but with the team, with your methods of operation, absolutely essential to get people hitting the ground running. And then regular ongoing training. I mean, look, I always talk about the importance of learning, and how, you know, if you want to be a successful business owner, then you need to be learning all the time. And it's just the same with members of staff too. Every business should have one way of doing something. Now, that might differ between businesses, because your way of operating might be different to someone else's way of operating. But there is normally a right way for your business. And when you know what that right way is, you want every member of staff singing off the same sheet. You want every member of staff performing in the same way. And the only way to get them to do that is to, first of all, teach them, and then to ongoing train them. That could be role play. That could be going to lectures and classes, within the organization on a weekly basis. But you've got to make training an ongoing part of what you do. And like I say, I'm telling you that the hard way, because if I'd have been doing this 20 years ago, I think I would have burnt through a lot less staff than I have done today. And I would have much higher performing teams. But it's something that's really high on my to-do list at the moment. I mean, I'm actually recording this having just come from a training session with some of my sales team. So I've got a lot to learn in it, but I'm already seeing the differences. And I think it's absolutely essential for you guys that if you're going to build a great team, you're going to have to train them on an ongoing basis. If you think about your favourite football team, they don't just rock up for a game on a Saturday. They spend all week training, repeating, and it's just the same in business.